Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by Lullabot Online Workshops. Lullabot's affordable new series of web-based workshops brings our interactive training right to your computer screen. Live events featuring streaming video and screen sharing put our instructor right in front of you to answer your questions and show you how to use Drupal. Each attendee also receives their own Drupal site where they can implement and experiment with the exercises of each lesson. For more information about these and all of Lullabot's upcoming training events, visit lullabot.com/training.
Mike Myers, founder and CTO of NowPublic.com. Yesterday we were acquired by TheExaminer.com, which is owned by Clarity Media. The Examiner is a top 60 website that bought NowPublic for its technology, mainly Drupal and the software we built on top of that. So we're going to be migrating them to our platform and creating the largest public Drupal website.
So Examiner.com, is that a newspaper or what do they do exactly?
Think of them as about.com for local news and information. They have direct relationship with around 20,000 individuals who go through a lengthy application process where they do everything from background checks. They really get to know these people. They approve them to write about very specific topics like New York Internet Technology Reporter. Whereas NowPublic is much more about anyone can sign up and publish. So I would consider them a prosumer model and compared to the anyone can publish model. So it's a nice synergy. You know, I think they balance out what we have.
And so on their websites, what type of stuff are they covering? Are they covering like local news, national news, or anything?
It's all local news and information, primarily in North America. So they have reporters in several, I think 100 and something cities in the U.S. who are covering highly specific topics like startup communities in New York, you know, two more generic topics like, you know, going green and, you know, it really ranges. You know, you can write about a topic that happens across the country or a topic that happens in a very specific area, but it tends to be local news and information, not quite journalism, not quite reporting. They do cover stories, but it could be, hey, you know, here's the Nokia or Sony store in New York has a great opportunity for young children to come in and learn about technology on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and someone will write up a brief report about it.
Okay, and since this is such a top 100, top 60 website, it's got a lot of traffic coming through. So, and it's also very early. So, but I'm just giving you a sort of a sense as to what happens next with what you're tasked with doing now that you've been acquired.
Sure. The first step is to do some quick wins. You know, cross promoting content. Integrating some of our technologies into their website. So we have a real-time analysis engine for Twitter called Scan, and you could take that content, embed widgets into your pages. So I think, you know, the first 45 days, we're going to try and do a lot of quick, simple integration to, leverage our strengths. And I think over the next 6 months, what we're going to do is we're going to identify, you know, how their system differs from ours and how we can build their needs into our system and migrate them over to the, you know, our technology based on Drupal.
And so give me a sense in terms of like the technologies, you got a lot of citizen journalism type of technologies and they have a more prosumer approach. So how do you sort of seeing that blend in terms of the journalism that's being done?
Sure. I think NowPublic is more about like citizen reporting or eyewitness reporting. And again, where the synergy here is that TheExaminer.com, they're much more about writing written content, and they have a little multimedia content, where that's NowPublic's strength. We have tons of multimedia content and a lot less written content. And so the marriage here is that, you know, they can tap their writers with our multimedia tools and harness the power of all these great media sharing communities like Flickr and YouTube and really enhance their stories with a lot more information and, you know, visual beyond just written content.
And so with the acquisition, is there going to be an increased emphasis on contributing back to the community? Or what type of projects do you want to start to see that you've developed in-house that you want to start to getting out there, if any?
Yeah, I think in particular, performance and scalability is going to be huge. They push around 3.5 million pages a day on average right now. They're growing 30 to 40% month over month. And so I think it's going to be imperative that we do a lot of our performance and scalability work out in the open and not only encourage people to contribute back as well, but I think one of the open questions is, you know, does Drupal scale? Can Drupal scale? I think we want to help nip that in the bud once and for all and prove that, you know, Drupal definitely can scale. It can scale to any volume and show people step by step how we did it so that they have the confidence that they can do it as well. And in turn, we'll benefit tremendously because we'll harness the power of the community in engaging them to help us scale the platform.
I guess one sort of open question in the Drupal community is there's sort of a difference between accessing websites versus users being engaged. So the anonymous cached content versus more dynamic users are logged in content. Can you speak to a little bit about the differences that you've even faced in NowPublic?
Sure. We do heavy caching with NowPublic. We do serve large volumes of content. I think that the difference between the Examiner and NowPublic.com is that they have very dynamic local information that they really want to get maximum SEO out of. And I think that our current methodologies to date don't necessarily, we don't have tremendous amounts of local content the way that they do. And so I think we're going to have to shift our caching strategy more towards memcache and caching queries, whereas NowPublic leverages its CDN, for example, for anonymous pages. If you're an anonymous user, you don't even hit our infrastructure. The entire site is served out of a CDN, which serves amazingly fast pages in a very economically and cost-effective, scalable manner. I don't know that we can leverage that in the same way for the Examiner because they want to have very dynamic, highly localized, very specific content for you where you are. And we enable that through callbacks because that's, say, components or blocks of pages. So this is where performance and scalability is going to really be a challenge, is that, you know, they're going to have to come back to local hardware to make sure they get the latest, most dynamic information for them based on where they are.
Okay. Well, great. Thanks.
Thank you.